I invite you to be with me in prayer. Loving God, I pray that your wisdom might be in the midst of the words that I share this morning, that your word might be in the midst of mine. And I pray that that wisdom and that word might fall upon ears and hearts and minds that are open to receive it, and lives that are open to be changed by it. Amen. I have a confession to make. The other evening, in a moment of weakness, I listened to Christmas music. I couldn't help myself. It was cold. I was needing a little pick-me-up after a long day, and it just felt right. Now, I have never been one to shame people who want to indulge in the Christmas spirit a little earlier than is socially acceptable. But I do try to remain present in the seasons as they come. I love how the story unfolds, so letting it unfold is important to me. Now, there are a lot of good reasons why one might dip into Christmas a little early. Some of them are very good, harmless reasons, but others point directly to our tendency as humans to want to rush, to want to skip ahead. Even as I write this sermon, I'm getting notifications on my phone for Black Friday deals that I'm already on the verge of missing, even though it's over a week away. I used to believe that we should lay off the early Christmas people and just encourage one another to lean into joy whenever and wherever we find it and feel it, because the world is a tough place. Life is hard. And if some twinkling lights on a tree in early November are going to make it even just a smidge easier for you, more power to you. But I want to share with you a thought that I read recently that challenged that perspective that I've held for a long time. Perhaps you've heard of a woman named Brené Brown. She's a popular writer, researcher, professor, and speaker. And she shared these words. "We are a nation hungry for more joy because we're starving from a lack of gratitude. We are a nation hungry for more joy because we're starving from a lack of gratitude." I see the desperation for the joy of Christmas growing each year. We want it earlier and earlier as life feels harder and harder. And there isn't anything wrong with that, but it does point to a deeper wound, a hunger in our society, and an opportunity for our faith to feed that hunger and to make all the difference. I want to be clear. This sermon is not a lecture about abstaining from putting up your decorations or shaming you for listening to Christmas tunes on the radio. But it is a reminder of the true source of our joy. It is a reminder to seek that source, to take one day at a time and to celebrate each of them as they come, because each day holds within it a gift and an opportunity to give thanks. You see, the thing that makes me the most repentant about my premature step into Christmas the other night is that I really, really love Thanksgiving. As more and more Christmas commercials come across my TV stream the day after Halloween, as stores begin putting out their winter gear while we're still wearing shorts, and as all the Christmas decorations are sold out at Target in mid-November, I have been known to lament, "Please don't skip Thanksgiving." It's my favorite holiday, perhaps yours too, one that slows us down long enough to count our blessings, to celebrate family and friends, and of course, stuffing. Thanksgiving feels like a much needed, very intentional breath and pause to consider what is most important, to reprioritize things and people that actually matter, to even just for a day feel the peace that comes from not having all that we want, but from truly wanting all that we have. And of course, giving God, source of every good gift in our lives, glory and thanks for it all. Its timing is also perfect, helping to ground us before the busy Christmas season carries us away. If you didn't pick up from our hymns and our music this morning, today is Reign of Christ, or Christ the King Sunday. It is the last Sunday of our liturgical year before we move into the season of Advent next week, and the story starts all over again. In some ways, today is like the finale of a fireworks show. You know, when they shoot off round after round with loud pops and bright sparkles, one after the other after the other, just so the feeling, the sound, the experience remains in your mind as the show ends. Today, we go out with a bang as we are reminded of Christ's sovereign rule over all of creation. Lord of lords, King of kings, Alpha and Omega, first and last. I like to think that today we celebrate the bright light of Christ, knowing that we will need its afterglow to guide us through the darkness of Advent. We are reminded of this as we read our passage of scripture from Colossians, and indeed consider the entire book of Colossians, as the Apostle Paul greets and guides, praises and reminds the people of Colossae. Now, what does all of this have to do with my diatribe about Thanksgiving? Well, if I could sum up Paul's words for us this morning, and even the words preceding and following this passage, in just one phrase, it would be a familiar one. Please, don't skip Thanksgiving. Now, I know Paul didn't have turkey and pumpkin pies in mind when he wrote that to the people of Colossae, but the temptation to skip over the act of giving thanks was just as strong in this ancient context. Humans are always apt to rush, to fall into the trappings of this world and get caught up in the next best or better thing. Paul and his young co-writer Timothy wrote this letter to the Colossians as a sort of caution. You see, he had received word from Epaphras, a missionary and likely the founder of the Colossian church, that the people had gotten carried away. Sound familiar? Rumors of false teachings and idol worship told Paul that Christ had gotten further and further from the center of the community, their worship and their lives. Paul knows that when you skip Thanksgiving, you search for joy in all the wrong places. His letter is not a slap on the wrist, not a calling out, but a calling in, a reminder of Christ. The center, the source, the root, the foundation. Paul urges them to do the Thanksgiving thing, to intentionally pause, to consider what is most important, to reprioritize the things and the person that matters most, and of course, to give God thanks for it all. I have learned to never be shocked. In fact, I love when the people we read about thousands of years ago needed the same sorts of things, the same reminders, the same kind of guidance that we do today. It's not just us, with our struggle between our deeply rooted call to slow presence and gratefulness and the bright, fast, shiny, rushed allure of our commercial culture. There has always been this push and pull, this inward and outward battle between the values of our faith and the values of our world. Later in Colossians chapter 2, Paul even warns them and us, saying, "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ." When it comes down to it, Paul's message, and my message today, is a relatively simple one. One whose light, I pray, carries us through this week and into the season of wonder, mystery, sacred darkness, and waiting. Don't get so carried away by tomorrow that you miss today, living it, giving thanks for it. Don't be swayed and scattered by all that threatens to draw you in and distract you, but remain rooted in Christ, the one who holds it all together. Don't put anything or anyone, no matter how important, in Christ's dwelling place at the center of your life. And please, for the love of God, because of the love of God, don't skip Thanksgiving. This Thursday aside, make a place in your life for giving thanks, the practice by which we cultivate true and deep and abiding joy, the practice by which we truly honor Christ as King, and I would argue the most important practice we invest and engage in as people of faith. Writer Anne Lamott believes that gratitude begins in our hearts and then dovetails into our behaviors. It is all connected. What we do, who we are, what we seek, thankfulness, joy, the ability to fully receive the gift that is coming to us in just a few weeks. Paul wrote this letter to the Colossians to remind them of Christ's goodness, Christ's might and power, source of all love, all creation, all everything. Our challenge today is the same challenge of the recipients of that letter: to pause, to recognize, to remember, to give thanks, and most importantly, to live lives that embody and reflect this thankfulness. Thanksgiving, that is, the act of giving thanks, changes us from the inside out and is the source, the root, the foundation of the joy our world so desperately longs for. So we best not skip it. Amen.